One real quick, I like that John's like, I'm putting on a green shirt today. After yesterday, he's like, I'm not being left out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I just realized, were you wearing that shirt the whole time after I got home from work?
Yeah.
I just now realized I'm not fucking kidding you.
Yeah, I'm not being left out again. As soon as I get home from work, I'm getting the green shirt on.
I was going to start with something else entirely. literally, as I was about to hit record, I'm like, man, I just noticed John's got a green shirt.
Yeah.
For the listeners, normally I'll wear a shirt after my at-home shirt for 3-4 days at a time.
This is day two of this one. So.
And yesterday, same for mine. Yeah, Tuesday, it's perfect. Yeah, Monday is a good day to be like, all right, definitely. Even if you wore a whatever shirt on Sunday,
yeah,
Monday is a good day to just be like, you know what, that one is dirty. But the Monday one, that's good till Wednesday. But me and Tommy happened to wear green shirts yesterday. Surprisingly, it could have been the same shirt.
It really could have.
Because my Katie's Randy Cat shirt, looked them up on Spotify, awesome Irish punk rock band. Woo! But that's one of my go-to shirts where I'm like, yeah, dude, it's comfy. It's good laundry, you know, sit down, watch TV. But Tommy came outside, you got home from work or something. Or golf.
Yeah.
You came outside, like, to have a cigarette. And, like, I was like, oh. Haha, John didn't get the memo. We got green shirts on.
I had that white sleeveless thing.
Dude, he was John was suns out, guns out.
I'll wear that fucking thing, like, two days
ago. He just got done baling hay. I'll tell you that much.
Had fucking mosquito bites all over me.
He looked like a real country boy. Yesterday.
Fucking Zach and me accidentally did that. And it was funny, too, because he wore...
Wait, his full name is Zach and me?
Zachariah, but
you said Zach and me.
Zach and me.
Zach and
me. Sorry, Zach and I.
I'm just
Zachariah.
It did sound like Zach and me. Like that's how I named my first son.
Zachariah. It's biblical.
I don't remember where we went. We went somewhere. It was like B Dubs, but I was wearing this shirt, and you know he's Irish as fuck.
Heard.
So he was wearing some type of Irish shirt. We didn't plan it. Like we just got there. She's like, "Oh, that's cool. You're both wearing green four leaf clover shirts." I'm like,
this is a club. This is a three leaf on mine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's Katie's Randy Cat is.
But yeah,
that's a complex clover on John's shirt.
Yep.
Fucking R2-D2.
Yeah, fucking R2-D2. But I didn't do this on purpose. It was coincidence.
Yeah, I wish we videoed this show now more than ever in this moment right here, right now. But what I originally was going to say, sorry, it was a dig at Tommy. I think it's funny. It's like one of my favorite quotes in cinema history is when Fred Flintstone's mother-in-law is talking shit about him to his wife Wilma. She's like, "You could have married so and so who invented the wheel. Instead, you married Fred Flintstone who invented the excuse."
Ooh.
I was like, "Dude, that's Tommy as fuck." The man who invented the excuse.
Nah, that ain't me.
No, I do want to say, though, even as a kid, anytime I watched the Flintstones, which was many, many times, I was like, at least he invented something. Like, in my in my 7-8-year-old head, I was like, at least he invented.
I got
like,
your back, Fred.
I swear to God. Like, I was like,
are you talking about, you talking about the John Goodman movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie so fucking much.
The fucking best.
Rick Moranis.
As fucking Barney, yeah.
I mean, they did such a good job. Rosie O'Donnell is Betty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Betty. Barney's wife.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good fucking movie. But I did have to throw that. I don't know why that quote's always been on my mind ever since I was a child, but... But yeah, no, I had to throw that your way and be like, you know.
I don't have excuses. I have poor time management.
Well, that's the first time you've ever said that.
I'm good at getting to work on time.
We originally were going to joke that when you got here, like, oh, dude, we've already done 45 minutes. And then when you would naturally say, what did you guys talk about?
Yeah.
I was going to say, what did you want to talk about? And you said, this, but we already talked about that.
Yeah, we already covered it.
Like, no matter what you said,
actually, it would have probably went, what'd you guys talk about me the whole time?
Well, that was...
Because I know you would have had at least a 10-minute rant on me.
Oh, that came up like, first 30 minutes is about Tommy and his flaws. I go, the next 5 minutes is what Tommy does good. And then Tommy goes, why the hell is it only 5 minutes? So that's all we got. We had a whole bit. Man, we had an hour worth of... Downtime, dude. We gotta. I gotta make this boy laugh somehow. You know.
It was funny. All right, so, it a bit though, but.
We got that out of the way. What are we leading off with?
Well, I did mean to text you and ask, but did you ever watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
Like I said, I didn't like truly watch it, but I did. Like I watched it at work. Okay, you know, the phone rings, shit like that. Like, obviously, I can't pay attention to the movie as well. I got most of it, but there's, like, you know, 10, 15-minute segments where I miss.
So, did you happen to see the part they're riding an elevator? And what's the green girl's name again?
Gamora.
Gamora.
They explain, Chris Pratt explains why Gamora, like, real quick. And the blue chick's like, I mean, a lot more detail, or what was like a lot bigger events happen, but yeah, that's the gist of it.
Yeah,
like,
to that extent.
Well,
yeah.
It was perfect for a fan like me because I was like, "What? Wait, Gamora doesn't remember? Do I have to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 to see?"
You'd have to watch Avengers, but yeah.
Well, I later found that out. I forget the dude's name that writes and directs those movies.
Kevin Feige or Feige or.
How long is that? I thought it was this third one. It was.
Well, I know there's two brothers that did a lot of them.
Give it a go.
I think it's the Russos.
I want to say the same guy wrote
it. James Gunn. James Gunn does the Guardians.
But I was like, whoever put that part in the movie, thank you. Because I'm not going to watch 1,000 fucking Marvel movies to be like, wait, why is that character retarded now? Yeah. Like, it's like, no, yeah. Did you look?
It was Jenga. The Russos directed, I think, Endgame and Infinity War. I think, and they directed a couple other. But that's who I was thinking. But yeah, no, it was James Gunn.
But no, I fucking thought Guardians 3 was great. I'm not gonna lie, you know, like that they kind of do Rocket's backstory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was fucking fantastic too.
Kind of makes you tear up a little bit.
Well, yeah, you're like, he's a hard ass. Why is he such a hard ass?
Oh.
He's got this New York accent. Is that why he's a hard ass? Because everyone from New York's a hard ass? And it's like, oh, yeah, now here's.
Like, no.
Here's why.
I saw all my best friends die.
Yeah.
And he feels like he was at fault.
He feels guilty.
Spoiler alerts, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
I do plan on, like, actually sitting down and watching it all the way through. But I got, like, all the important scenes, you know, like the big fight scenes and shit like that, so.
But, like I said, my favorite part, I guess the most respected part from my point of view was, them being like, I fell in love with this girl, then her fucking dad threw off a ledge and she died. And but she didn't. She came back, but she just can't remember things. I don't know, Infinity War science or Infinity Stone science. Yeah. And then he's like, I mean, a lot of other events took place, but that's pretty much the gist of it. It was like, my heart lit up. Because the whole fucking time, I was so confused.
Yeah.
Third time in a row, the soundtrack. Fucking banging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Fucking Beastie Boys. Like, I made
the remark to Chris when that scene came on. I was like, this scene is going to be awesome just because of this song alone. Like, every movie I've ever seen where they put No Sleep Brooklyn, it's a badass scene.
You guys have seen Mario as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another Chris Pratt movie?
Same thing. Watched it, but at work.
What song they listened to early on? Like, probably their first licensed song they had to pay for. No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Mario and Luigi are driving. They're going to save Brooklyn. It's Chris Pratt. Oh, the Beastie Boys. Every movie Chris Pratt's in, No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
It's in his contract.
Yeah. Honestly, I was thinking that. I'm like, what the hell?
I really enjoy
it. What is it? Twice is a coincidence, three times a pattern?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same.
I know the same, but I don't know it verbatim.
Well, that's the name of the episode, man.
But my favorite scene, this is kind of a sad scene, but it had a funny little bit at the end, I thought.
In Mario or?
Guardians.
Okay.
When, I forget the blue chick's name.
Nebula.
I know, Groot, Rocket, Star-Lord, which even when they call him Quill sometimes, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think
that's about it. For the names that I remember from the movie.
Batista's Drag the Destroyer.
Drag, okay.
Vin Diesel's Groot.
And one called like mint or something.
The
or
little
like, Manny.
Manna. Or
Mantis.
That's
they call it.
It
like Manny.
Yeah. But it's actually, yeah, with her, Nebula, and fucking Drag.
Nebula, is that the blue one?
The blue one, yeah.
That's the blue one.
When she's like...
She's like a cyborg.
It's funny, like, I talk about it, like, I've never seen the movies. I've just read about the reviews. People are like, he's not... But I just don't remember any character's fucking name. Especially weird character names.
But no, when she's, like, giving Drag shit for being stupid and the fucking Mantis fucking, like, has his back. She's like, he can't help that he's stupid.
He's an idiot.
And then she fucking, at the very end of all of them, she's like, forget. And does her fucking, like, you'll forget about it. It's fine. No. But yeah, it was sweet. Like, she's like, he can't help that he's stupid, but he fucking loves us.
It's one of those things, like, you know, Not to get too like deep, but it was like that's kind of how I was with my dad after like when I became an adult. Like, oh, dude,
yeah,
yes, not it's like it is what it is. Like, he's doing his fucking best, guys. You know, give him a fucking break.
And he helps us with what he can't help.
He's so
us
goddamn
with.
Strong, dude. You don't even know.
Yeah, no, I really
Guardians
enjoyed that.
Guardians 3, yeah, highly recommend.
Well, yeah,
getting the best one.
That's the best one since fucking Endgame.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I was like, out of Guardians, I think the second one might be my like favorite.
Well, I can't watch the Marvel movies hardly anymore. Like,
they're just not good. Dude, during Civil War and what was Endgame?
Well, Civil War was really good.
I fell asleep
during
both of them. So someone was like, just watch this movie, so that way you know who's alive. And
but
who's
that one, like that one's good.
I fell asleep during that.
If you followed the whole,
and I wasn't tired.
Yeah, if you followed the whole like fucking trilogy, whatever you want to call it, from beginning to end. The whole story, that's three, yeah. The whole story from beginning to end.
With Marvel, it's a goddamn sequel.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you were, like, somebody like, you know...
Quadrilogy?
John or me, where we actually
kept
up with the series, like, that movie was great.
So I even watched, like, the new Ant-Man. It sucked.
It's
supposed to introduce the new big bad guy.
How many of those movies in between suck? You're like, all
they're
right.
They're mad.
Like, Spider-Man fucking...
The Spider-Man's always killed, but they're Sony.
Spider-Man 3.2 wasn't that great, or...
Oh, the original like, Spider-Man 3 with fucking Toby sucked.
But I'm saying it's like, all right, well, Spider-Man 3.1 Spider-Man
are different.
Garfield,
they're Sony. Like, they're by a completely different production.
But the Spider-Man that
bad
we...
Bad example, but still.
But the last Spider-Man we watched kicked ass.
Yeah.
No Way Home was good.
Toby.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
It had all three Spider-Man.
Here's the thing. These fucking superhero movies are ruining the fucking movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, we want to put out a funny comedy this year. It's like, is it going to rake in $75 billion? Like, no.
Well, I think that's going
to
slow down.
We're just trying to, you know, the movie will cost us $1 million to make. We'll probably make 10, maybe 20 million.
So,
like,
but you just quoted one of me and Tommy's favorite directors. That's what Quentin says about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my
he goes, yeah, like, I can't get into the whole, like, super, you know, if you got a cape on, like, it's really hard to watch it on it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's really doing anything original. Like, they're copying something that's already been done, you know.
Well, is that the only safe place movies can go to without having to. Which maybe some of these Marvel movies do, but push a message down your throat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if we wanted to write a movie together, people be like, three white guys, are those workaholics or something? And I was like, there's no message. It's like we're just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
But like a superhero movie, like you don't really have to push a message because
the
good guys are already winning.
Especially the Marvel ones are going to slow down because people are. Starting to see the pattern, like these movies are sucking now.
I'm rolled out, dude.
Yeah,
they're
like,
mad.
Like Thor: Love and Thunder is probably the worst movie I've ever watched.
I mean, how do you just now see the pattern? Like this has always been the superhero story.
Well, because they built such a good story to the Endgame saga that it invested people. Now they're trying to get that back, but
I think too many Marvel fans grew up in understood contracts. They're like, oh, that's why. Iron Man died. He's like,
well,
I don't want
to. And now
do
they're starting
anymore.
To roll out characters that wasn't as popular. So like, people don't know who these guys are.
Like, in my opinion, I think they should have gone with the lower level to begin with, and then build up your Iron Man and your fucking
Captain America.
Captain America. But I mean,
the market was oversaturated.
But yeah. So now it's like. I put all my chips in. So
I got a pretty good question, I think, for you guys. Do you know what the first Marvel movie that made it big was?
Blade.
Yep.
I said it first. Right. I wouldn't give me 10 bucks. Wesley Snipes.
I'm glad y'all both knew it.
So $10. So somebody said that.
Everybody.
Somebody said that about Wesley Snipes the other day. I saw a quote. It's like, yeah, they might as well call that Blade House, like instead of Marvel House or whatever.
I didn't learn that fact until maybe a year or two ago. Like I literally saw it to me. It's like a lot of people don't know this, but without Blade,
like this, you don't have
Captain America. Yeah. You don't. And I was like. And I'm gonna.
Spider-Man helped too, but no, fucking Blade was.
But it was like, that was the original. It was like, yeah, this is where they got their money to, you know, make this shit. It's like, fucking A. Yeah. That should be talked about.
Yeah, it went Blade, the Tobey Spider-Man movies, Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton.
Is it Chris Banner?
Yeah.
Eric Bana.
That one sucked.
His was first, and then Edward Norton.
But Edward Norton's was great.
It was pretty good,
And then that was when they had, like, the scene at the end, like, introducing Iron Man.
Yeah, that was, I think, not chronologically, from, like, start to finish of the Endgame, I think that's technically the first one.
Like, the first Iron Man made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Like, and that worldwide. Was fucking
RDJ's fucking comeback, too, you know? Yeah.
Well, that was the funny thing, because I was the only super... I watched Batman movies and Superman movies. Like, I didn't really... the Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire, yeah.
Like, the first one, saw the trailer for, was, like, gay. Watched it when it came out on TV, loved it. Second one, saw the trailer, I was like, dude, second this one is so gay. Good. And then I saw it on TV, I was like, this is so fucking good.
That, to my opinion, is the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
I saw the third one on trailer, and I said, this looks gay. But I should go see it in theaters, because I said that the last two times. And it was so bad.
It was so bad.
So my 1, 2, and 3 are literally the one that Toby was just in. That's my number one.
No Way Home.
Hashtag No Way Home.
That one, the second one with Toby, with Doc Ock.
Doc Ock, yeah.
And then the original Toby, that's number 3, with not Green Lantern, but Green Goblin.
I would say 2-1, like Toby 2-1, and then No Way Home.
Guardians. Yes. You gotta go. What one do you want to do with that? How you ordering the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
As far as like favorite?
Yeah, yeah. What's your fan favorite
pick? That's the best one that they've came out with in the past year and a half.
I'm gonna go with Marvel or Guardians?
Marvel.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Out of all the Marvels they came out with
here. Guardians, I'm going, I think 2, 3, 1.
I'm gonna go.
I have to rewatch 3 before I
might have to go 2, 1, 3 actually, just because of the soundtrack and 1. That's what got me, I think. But
I'm gonna go 3, 1, 2.
See, I agree with you. I think the second one, I'll have to fully watch the third one all the way through to see if there's anything that I've missed.
I did forget about that for a second.
But as of right now, it would be 2, 1, 3. But like I said, I need to rewatch. Which I enjoyed 3. I'm not saying I was bad.
That first one got me into like the music. Like it got me into
the end with fucking
the second movie. The first one got me with the soundtrack and the story. I'm like, this is a cute story. It's fun. You know, yeah.
It's fucking Rowdy Burns.
I had that playlist in a different order on my phone already. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I was like, dude. Even Skyler, our buddy, that showed me the movie, he's like, if you don't like the movie, you'll at least love the fucking soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's
great. And, yeah, from the jump. Yeah. But that second movie, I'm like, oh! Mm-hmm. Like, that second one gets
me. Rowdy Burns, baby.
Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't shed a tear yet, but I, you know.
Oh, that end, dude, when fucking...
I'm about 3 birthdays away from shedding that tear watching the end of that movie, where it's like...
Third one made me cry.
They're doing a Savage funeral. What is it?
A Ravager. Ravager,
yeah. I did really like in the third one too. At the end, when he's fighting dude,
I forgot about that. I'm sorry, Tommy.
When the fucking dude says his number, he's like, "The name's Rocket Raccoon." Fuck you, bitch.
Well, I do like to think that. Oh, you go ahead first.
I forgot the fucking second one made me cry too. So I gotta. Man, I can't fucking put them in order. I love all of them.
If any one of those make you cry, that second one's got to.
Like, literally. That's...
Well, I will say this. For me, the second one, I'm a gentleman with daddy issues.
Same.
No joke. So I get that second one where it's like, dude, I love my real father, my biological father, but, like, it was like me and Ted. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. heart, like, you served me so goddamn much, man. Like,
yeah.
Why'd you have to go?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hondu. That was his name, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That one got
R.I.P. to fucking...
Hondu and Lil Ted.
Yeah, and Lil Ted, yeah.
A.K.A. Rowdy Burns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all have seen Days of Thunder.
But...
I haven't.
I just want to... I'm trying to think if I have a small topic to get us through, because I do want to start with something big, but I don't think I can go another 20 minutes right now.
Definitely need a smoke break.
Yeah.
If we're going to go another 20
minutes. I know we at least got another couple things on the docket we haven't touched on.
What do you think about, was it Kyler Murray?
Oh, the fucking sports bra?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looked like
when
Tracy Morgan.
Back
Rick, yeah, yeah, looked like Tracy Morgan. So, like, meme machine.
I've seen the one, you know, the side-by-side memes. Like, there was no quote, but then my brother sent me one, and it was, I'm gonna chin my jailhouse boobies out for you. Like, but it's a picture of Kyler. And I was like, dude, send me... I go, or what's his name? I need to look. I go, I want to make one that says, whatever, back freckles. And Ed's like, already made it. I was like, dude, thank you so much. Like,
you know who drafted Kyler Murray, don't you?
Was it the Lions?
Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know what the fuck.
We were talking about that. You remember
last night?
That'll go to another topic.
Thinking about it, good, so you just ruined it, but. But no. Yeah. What? Like. All right, I've seen football players wearing, like...
Yeah, Zeke does the crop top thing.
I've seen a million football players do the crop top thing.
Yeah.
And even sometimes, like, for me, I'm like, I might try it once, if I was playing football in that kind of shape.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I would like it or not, but... Because you see guys also out there just in T-shirts. But, like, the crop top thing, I don't know why it's not that crazy to me. Maybe it's just something I got accustomed to.
But that literally looked like he bought a fucking wife beater and cut it off from his fucking titties down.
No, it looked like he brought a sports bra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, for, you know, like a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a small
I don't
guy.
Know this guy. I don't know if he's a funny guy. It's like, it's almost like I want to be a meme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my football career doesn't make a splash, I'll at least, I don't know.
Something funny about him.
That's fucking crazy.
When he was fucking negotiating his contract, because he's like big into fucking esports, like he could make a living off esports.
Yeah.
But in his contract clause, it was he had to mandatory watch like so many hours of film and stay off his Xbox pretty much.
What is esports? I'm sorry.
Video games.
So is that where you like make money? Like,
what, yeah, like broadcast
yourself.
Yeah,
he was streaming.
Yeah, he does all that shit.
Like Twitch.
He also got drafted like number one.
I thought
overall.
It was like him making money off like sales.
So I will give the guy this. He literally could do whatever he wanted because he got drafted like number one overall by the fucking Oakland A's or somebody like that in the MLB. Decided to go to college to play football. Got drafted number one overall in fucking football.
So he's like Jameis Winston,
and he's also insanely good at video games. So he. No matter what he does in life, he's going to be successful.
He's autistic. No matter what.
I mean, he looks like an overgrown baby Yoda.
He looked like Tracy Morgan.
But yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah, no, I just thought that was crazy because like, that's the only time I've ever seen a contract like say you have to.
I did love the meme. I'm going to cheer my jailhouse boobies up for you. That line would have, like, man.
That's what starts that whole conversation, though. So, Paul's like, thank you. You know, Adam Sandler,
yeah.
Paul, you know, and he goes, no, thank you. You know, and he's like, and then, Brucey's like, yeah, whatever you, cupcake.
It's time to shine.
Fruitcake, like, get out of here, you know.
Whatever.
He goes,
all right, that's enough. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
You just jail sign chief you no more.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Whatever back freckles.
Boom.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
And then they come up with the footage later of Brucey and Tracy Morgan's.
I love like when they have him do the kickoff because they know he sucks, so it's an onside kick, and when he's praying, he's like, Lord, let me make this kick, and I'll stop cheating on my wife with black men.
Yeah.
But did you guys see the Detroit Lions fan creeper?
Uh-oh.
Give it a quick goog. It's just a quick watch. This old man, someone catches old man like zooming in on a cheerleader's like butt.
Oh god.
At the Lions like preseason game. And people are like, oh, that's creepy, this and that. A couple people are like, what kind of phone he got? Like, he fucking zooms in. It is. Like, that was the original thing I saw. I was like, what kind of phone? Like, someone come get their grandpa. But it was just like, God damn, it's got to be a goddamn Detroit. Like,
you say Detroit Lions. Yeah. Creeper?
Yeah. This old dude just zooming in this Detroit Lions cheerleader butt, taking a picture.
We'll try a stalker.
Chilling, watching the game.
Well, they got one at SummerSlam when Cody Rhodes, after his match, went to hug his mom. There's a chick like two rows behind his mom, just straight cleavage. I'm talking some mommy milkers, bro. Like, okay. And yeah, like it's like captioned like,
stop trying to get my cat hard right now.
But yeah, it was. I don't know. That reminded me of that. But it's like the camera guy's kind of default too, because he's literally like right behind Cody right here, just straight line. Fucking. The
cameraman's like, thank God, dude, this job. You can get some.
Well, do you remember the opening drive of the Tennessee Alabama game last year? Homegirl on national TV, low cut shirt, jumping up and down when we scored. Fuck, bloop, titties out. I got it recorded. I can show it to you. Not like a creepy way. I have the game recorded.
Let me watch.
Let the ball
watch. I didn't record it for her.
Like, I got 6 seconds of the game recorded. You only need two if you know what I mean.
All right, Dave. I'm trying my best. I just cannot find it. I'm not being a good Jamie right now.
You might have to.
Detroit Lions, old man creeper.
Detroit Lions fan creeping on the cheerleader. Just looking at the, I don't know. It might have to be a bright thing. Because I don't think it's gone crazy viral. Obviously, I'm friends with a lot of Michigan folks. But I have seen comedians, like, post about it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the craziest video. He literally just takes his phone. There you go. In.
Oh, yeah. Straight on her backside. That is a hell of a zoom, too.
Oh, they got the video of it. The video's funny. Because it's just... Oh man, I thought it hit him. Get down, Blue.
I'm trying to find it. These, I think those are just random tweets about it.
Take a quick break. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
The boy Blue. Boy Blue. Is he a house favorite, guys?
Oh, yeah. He's the dude, man.
We fucking love him.
Some of my friends tell me I spoil him. So I put ice cubes in his water the other day.
Oh, you got to.
And, Hey, I got a little video. The ice cubes didn't scare him, but like...
How cold it was?
Well, no, because it's that automatic water thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, boop, boop, boop. And he like, but he was like looking at the ice cubes, and all of a sudden he goes, bloop, bloop, and he like jumped back. I was like, I don't think he likes the ice cubes,
guys. Did he go full spooky cat?
He just like, literally was like, not a step back, but a paw back kind of thing. Yeah. So, quick jump, like, hey... But then later on, like, I took him over there, like, the ice cubes are pretty much melted and, like, kind of, like, touched the water, like, it's okay, and started drinking it. Now, there's a few times when he meows, I'm like, you got food, what's your fucking problem? And I'm like, all right, let me go get an ice cube or two.
It's like, Bluey's like, I love bad bitches and fucking problems.
Dude, he loved to be a menace. He's
That's like, what I love about him.
If you're having a good time, I'm going to be involved or... I'm going to make it about me.
I'm going to ruin it. You know, not necessarily ruin it.
I feel bad because I'm like, that is my personality. Shit. your pets adopt your personality, right?
Oh, yeah.
Adapt, rather. But and he's like, dude, I'm just going to lay around all day, and then when you guys come home, I'm going to be involved.
So it's kind of like...
let me eat. Like, no, I just want to fucking...
Well, even like the whole paper towel thing, like, you know, it's like... Claw, claw, claw on the fucking paper towels.
Never did it once. And then one day he's like, let me try this out.
This is kind of cool.
He's like, no one was here to see this when I did it last time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever did it last time. He's like, yeah. He goes, they used it and they didn't even notice that I got a little paw print on that one. Then we're all sitting here and he's tearing the shit out of it. Someone got a new roll of paper towel out, guys. They're under the sink now.
That was me.
No, I wasn't mad. Yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't tell anybody. Bluey's now a son of a bitch.
We got to hide shit because of him.
We can't have paper towel on the fucking table anymore. On the counter. And mind you, it's been there his whole life.
He just one day figured it out.
Dude, I'd be sick if I tear the... I have a napkin, you know, near the couch where I'm eating food, watching TV, and he's just... Like, I'm done eating. He's like, I'm going to tear this fucking napkin.
He's like, hey, this is a good thing to get attention while the boys are podcasting. I'm going to claw the fuck out of these paper towels.
And then he's like, so I put the paper towels back. Right? Like a day or two later.
Yeah.
He doesn't touch him.
Yeah.
One day we're all out of the house. Come home, I'm like, you motherfucker.
He's here all day by himself. He never does this shit unless we're here.
He and I fist fight twice a week. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Knock it off. I'm going to fucking fight you. And then we fist fight. And then we hug it out.
You got to.
And then I shake the water bottle at him the next morning. I'm like, get off the fucking table, man. Make my lunch for the day. Knock
it off. I had been spraying him. You know, I was like, hey, don't come up here, man.
If you got to spray him, you got to spray him.
Well, and the other thing, like, whenever, like, boiling water, I'm always scared, like, he's going to go over there and, like, burn his fucking face off.
If he burns his whiskers off, he'll fucking learn to help. That's all. I don't want to be up. That's all. Yeah. Don't be up here, but. All
right.
Speaking of things, you know, you think are going to go easy and well and smooth. You know, like Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel.
He thought, I'm just going to party and play football and make millions of dollars.
He could have.
He really could have.
But he was just like, fuck, I got to do some work now. That's kind of what it came down to was like, oh, the pressure of the spotlight's crazy. It's like, nah, dude. I watched zero tape. When he put that zero in front of his eye, I'm like, I kind of liked you at the beginning of this.
He's kind of a douche now.
It's like, dude, what are you?
Well, like, I mean, obviously, he probably wasn't telling it to, like, his coaches and parents, but, like, his whole mentality that his friends, like, yeah, Johnny had one rule, win or lose, we booze.
Right, sure.
Like, I mean, yeah, in high school, you can do that, but then, like, he didn't change.
No, again, it's like, all right, the guy's an alcoholic.
He's just a party holic. I don't even think it was necessarily alcohol. I mean, he talks about, fair. Hey, I did coke, I was doing oxys, like, drinking all the time.
That's fair. Yeah. But it's just one of those, like, even... Shout out Cliff, dude, who was like, you better fucking perform today. Like, yeah, I could tell you something over this. And like,
feed him some Pedialyte.
He goes, came out and fucking killed it. Didn't not even feed him Pedialyte. Like, he already had the Pedialyte.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right, this guy, I honestly feel like, had I started partying in high school at a younger age, that would have been me as a hockey guy. Like,
yeah.
All right, dude, no, we can fucking go out and drink, but... Let's be at the rink at fucking 7 a.m. and doing some drills, you know, or go to the gym, you know, like.
Yeah.
Love Johnny Manziel.
Love Johnny Football, bro. He was the dude.
He beat Alabama when they were unbeatable.
In Alabama.
First year in the SEC.
Alabama. As a fucking freshman, wins the Heisman, right?
Freshman, first year, the team's in the SEC.
Yeah.
Yep.
SEC's nothing to sneeze at, if I...
Yeah.
Last time I checked, I don't know.
So basically,
they just own like 28 of the last 74 nights.
They have some pretty good teams, I hear. I don't know, though. I just hear.
But, I mean, this special was great. Like, it was kind of reiterating to me, like, what I already knew about Johnny Football. But Cliff, holy shit, baby. That motherfucker's a quarterback whisperer.
He's a G, dude. He's just like, dude.
So...
You know, he's one of those, like, you know your fucking game.
So
like,
he tutored Johnny Manziel, Texas A&M, Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard
he of went on games. To win a few Super Bowls, you know, whatever.
He's all right.
They would arrest you a lot earlier if you're a real black guy.
Jackson Mahomes. Yeah, his little brother's a fucking shit.
That was one of the best lines I've ever heard in my life. Like, oh my god, I forgot about that until you just said it.
But real quick, let me finish up the clips though. Love the guy. Like, he's like, yeah, like, fuck it. He might be hungover, but that, he's gonna practice. Like, he's sweating all that, you know.
Well, like,
Cliff's the fucking man. So then. Oh, sorry, Tom.
So Johnny Manziel was me at beer league tournaments. Yeah. So like, dude, he's drunk. We got to play in 4.5 minutes. He doesn't even have his clothes off. Like, I'm not playing today, guys. It's like, dude, are you going to fucking play? We fucking need. He's like, fuck. Get dressed. For-. Like, I'm the Johnny
Manziel. He's on the spot. Johnny on the spot.
I'm Johnny Manziel. Johnny on the spot beer league. Like, that's. Oh, I'm so fucking drunk. This game fucking sucks. Yeah. All right, what? We're going to play? All right, fuck it. Let's play.
He throws for 500 and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess I'll go up there and just
do it. It killed me that, like, his coaches know that he's using the fourth string quarterback's pissed to pass fucking drug tests. And they're like, fuck it, he wins his games.
Well, I mean, the only reason I want to, that I like that was being brought to light with the NCAA shit, because like, oh yeah, Johnny Manziel wasn't the first.
Yeah, oh no.
Are you trying to tell me Peyton Manning didn't fucking smoke a doob in 97?
He like, didn't teabag a trainer, he got sued for that.
Well, that's a different story.
I don't remember talking about that.
The most relatable one is fucking Reggie Bush. Like, he got his Heisman stripped for fucking signing autographs.
Johnny didn't get his stripped, though.
Yeah. Like, if I'm Reggie Bush right now, I'm like, every one of you can suck my fucking nuts. Like,
it just reminds me of Norm MacDonald. I forget what he was invited to, a roast of Deion Sanders, one of the Sanders, maybe. I don't know. He was like, hey, you won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, yeah. They can never take that away from you. Unless you murder a waiter and your ex-wife, of course, then. Then they'll take it away.
I might have butchered the joke. Then you finally get arrested for stealing it after the fuck said.
they can never take that. But yeah. So wait, he got taken away for signing autographs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with Manziel, like, we can't take this away from him because I don't know. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care. Johnny Football doesn't care about football.
But honestly, the one good thing that came from it, like, using a player's likeness, like even in college, right? So Johnny might have been one of the first ones to actually open up that conversation. And now we got, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah.
Players are actually getting more than fucking food and board.
Absolutely.
You know, selling jerseys, it's a multi-billion dollar business, you know what I'm saying?
I did take that from, but the whole, like, if it wasn't for this or that, this is, but it's like, yeah, no, he, open some doors or at least eyes or whatever, you know, as far as
so one of
kids, because it's like, all right, we're telling them you can't do this till you're 18, you can't do that till you're 18. Mm-hmm. It's like, so I'm 18 going to college, I still can't have a job, I still can't make money.
Yeah,
but again, I forget how many millions, hundreds of millions did they say in that documentary that
he made a lot of money
off his back, like
just off his jerseys,
all the money in the fucking world, more or less, you know, like. Yeah.
So, quote, well, not really like a true quote, it's a saying from one of my favorite movies of all time, A Bronx Tale, it's wasted potential. Like, he legitimately could have arguably been one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played the game.
But is it his fault, or is it like...
But it's not not... It's a mix.
I think it was...
Because he's the same age as me. So, like, I can attest for, like, growing up, like, in my age, like, partying was cool. Like, if you were in the cool crowd at school, you partied. Party. You got drunk on the weekends, you fucking had fun.
Partying's, that's why even nerds, when they become old enough, his problem, partying, they're like, dude, partying is the best.
Was he was also really good at something that he could have, you know, made a career in.
Yeah. And still parties.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Johnny, have you ever heard of this guy, he's from Detroit Pistons, he went to the Bulls, what's his name? Hardman,
Rodman,
Dickman, dude, that guy partied. He literally went to fucking NWO.
The
was
WCW. Rodman did.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, dude, you could have done both.
He did this while the Bulls are in the finals, too, which is nuts. Like.
Yeah, this wasn't like a Saturday game.
Rodman gave no fuck.
What about mid-season? It was just like...
They bro, still we're, won. Mid, we're mid-series of the finals, motherfucker.
They still won it.
They didn't even mention.
He's like, hey,
they were like, you need to learn a lesson. They were like, you got it out of your system? He's like, fuck yeah, I got rebounds.
Yeah, man, like, I'm going to get you 20 rebounds.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm going to get you 20, 30 rebounds. You know, maybe 10 assists.
But it's like Johnny Manziel. Like, why couldn't you just do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He couldn't balance it. Some people can't.
I mean, like I was telling, did you ever watch a show about Mike Tyson on Hulu? I think it's literally just called Mike.
Yeah.
But they like one-name shows over there. Like Mike and Dave. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No,
Fargo.
But, shit, what was I getting after? We were talking about
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football. Tyson.
Well, it got real to me, like, at the end when he's like, yeah, he's like, at that point, like, it was, I'm going to blow every bit of money I have and then fucking kill myself to give it an excuse. I'm like, damn, dude, like,
that's... See, that was almost one of those, like, I hate to beat this guy, but, like, I didn't buy it. Like, that's not,
I don't know.
That's not what you're
playing. He, at one point, was one of the most hated people on this planet.
Sure.
And it's like,
well, so which I would never know what that feels like, right. Or even the most loved person, but it's
yeah.
Like, well, I'm not trying to demean, sure, but it's like maybe not the most hated person on the planet, but it's like in your world,
yeah,
everyone you know or you get on social media, it's just like, this guy's a fucking pussy. Did you guys know that?
Well, like, all right. And something I did forget that this special, like, reiterated, like, I fucking forgot, like, he was hanging out with Drake.
Oh, yeah.
And, no, like, all these motherfuckers, well, like, as a sophomore in college.
He was front row of the Super Bowl.
Here's who I feel bad about. Who was that homeboy that was doing his autograph?
Oh, his agent in college?
Yeah, the best friend.
Yeah, I felt bad. Yeah. I felt most bad for him, like...
Yeah,
did he
agreed to be the out. Did they even go over that? He's like, right, he's like, yeah.
Right, but I'm saying, but he's like, well, all right, I'm the out. Everything's literally out now. Like,
yeah,
I miss my friend. Like, we were.
You were my best friend from fucking childhood.
Best friends, dog.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, they met his freshman year of college. Like, they were friends from youth.
Like, I wasn't sucking your nipple. Like, I was...
We want Aaron Hernandez in this shit.
I was massaging the teat. And then no sucking. Insertion. Like, yeah. I was doing work.
But, I mean, that guy, like, he seemed like he was really sincere. Like, yeah, he ended up being, like, his money manager or his agent or whatever.
Sorry,
but I mean,
Aaron Hernandez gay joke. I forgot about the... His best friend in school that... His dad was the prison guard. Sorry. I apologize about...
No worries.
I had to slide it in.
But, I mean, guy...
That was good. I apologize for this.
I felt bad for him,
like,
too.
Dude, like, he's homie.
Yeah, he seemed sincere. He's like, hey, like, this guy, like, I played high school ball with him. I've known him since
I wish I was half as good at football as you. Like, you're the fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he did get to enjoy some lavish lifestyle for a while.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, he did.
So we can't feel too bad for him. Like,
at the same time. What's the money worth, though? He really misses his best friend. Like, dude, put the money aside. Like, we just had some good fucking times.
It was the best
time of
our
life.
What if it was Gary there instead of me, man?
I mean, imagine that. You're a fucking childhood best friend. Y'all go to college together. You find a loophole in the system to where your fucking buddy can arrange these meet and greets to get you fucking millions of dollars.
I'm trying to think of what buddy would either be my manager. That is my first thought. But I'm also thinking, like, who could I manage from elementary school? Like, Kyle Slater? I could have been like, dude, you can fucking fight, dude.
You got hands, bro. Let's get you in the boxing game. I'll be your fucking
He's
promoter.
Like, nah, dude, I'll promote you. You're funny. And I'm like, oh, we should do it.
But the part that broke my heart is like, yep. Yeah, Johnny's like, yeah, after that disagreement, we haven't talked since.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just Johnny. Yeah. Just being like, my agents told me I gotta fire you. Mm. And Johnny was so fucking young and dumb and full of beer.
Lots of beer.
He didn't have
lots of coke.
No cum in him.
He's shooting blanks.
He was gross.
He was gross.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta get rid of you, bud. He's like, I mean, yeah, I get that. He goes, even the friend's like, no, yeah, we're running a college thing. Like, you got real fucking agents sponsored. I was like, I can't talk to you anymore. Like, who said that part?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of where I'm saying. Like, I feel bad for that guy. He's like, no, they didn't. We can still be friends. Johnny Manziel's like, no, you're a little overweight. Or I don't, you know, like, that's how I feel for the guy.
I think the craziest thing that went on was during the combine when his agent told his dad to fake a fucking heart attack to get Johnny out of a drug test.
So was that the funniest part? You're going to tell me about the funniest part from this documentary.
Yeah, that was probably it.
Because I thought it was going to be when Johnny Manziel was like, I'm like 5'10", 5'11", on a good day.
That's one.
I'm 6 foot on a good day.
In my head, it was specifically because I say about myself, like, you always go 6 foot, and I give you the 5'11 joke. But I do always say about myself, like, I'm 5'8", 5'9", on a good day, on a confident day. If I just got on the phone with my mom, I'd be 5'9".
Like, I might stay a little bit taller.
Yeah, you know, I got the chest out. But I honestly, when you were like, dude, can I tell you a funny part about the documentary? I'm like, no, don't spoil a goddamn thing for me, please.
I am glad you watched it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was better than I thought it was going to be. Like, yeah.
The Untold, dude.
It was good.
Whoever knows that series.
Like I said, I started the Jake Paul one. I won't, like, give details, but I will say, like, I've watched the first, like, 30 minutes, and it's really fucking good. Like,
but here's the thing. When I say I'm going to watch something...
You watch it.
I watch it, dude.
I do, too. It just takes time.
Dude, it takes so much goddamn time. I was like, have you watched Grease yet? You're like, no, I know we were going to talk about Grease, but...
Joke's on you. I've seen Grease a fucking 100 times.
That's the joke. It's like a 58-year-old movie. Yeah. It's like, don't spoil it for me. I'm so glad to watch it.
I've got like the first 30 minutes in so far.
Dude, I heard the first two tunes.
Well, goddamn. I wish I had one now. This is bullshit. Made me feel left out.
One chamber, baby. I was waiting.
That was terrible.
Hey, can we trample bomb on that? Right.
We gotta take
care of it. All right,
sorry. Shit for it.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so we're a little bit late to the party. We're gonna talk about Spring Breakers, guys. It was brought up in what is it? When you like halftime? What is it? Fuck.
On break? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was brought up on Tommy's podcast. He's got a new podcast coming out called Breaks and Discussions of the Smoke Room.
So
when we talk about off mic that we're going to talk about on mic, we just probably won't get to it. But here's your first segment.
All right. So when we first brought it up, it is a terrible movie. Not good. Such a bad movie.
I had a hard time following it.
Yeah.
Not because it was like so complex. I was like, it's just bored.
Stupid fucking movie.
You know.
So the area of Florida I lived in was that area, St. Pete area.
Shout out.
And like when he's like St. Pete. He's got the 727 he's got 727 tattooed on his chest, like that's the area code down there. And
shut up.
But that truly does depict a lot of the people that are from that area, like, because he's like, you know, I'm alien. I'm from another planet, y'all. Like, it's...
So they're all island boys.
Something like that.
On a peninsula.
Well, like, one of the funniest parts is, like, fucking Gucci Mane's in it. And he's like, who taught Franco the ropes. And, like, then they're beefing and...
This character.
He's like, I taught you this game, bro. I'm taking it over, man. I'm alien. My favorite, like I told you, it's like cringe funny. My favorite part in the fucking movie is he's showing the fucking chicks like his shit. He's like, look at my shit. He's like, I got shorts. I got designer t-shirts.
He does.
He's like, I got Scarface on repeat. Constant, y'all.
He's like, fizz.
I got Calvin Klein B. I got Calvin Klein Escape. I smell nice.
I've heard this role was written for Riff Raff. No. I'm not kidding you. Like,
no, that's why I'm laughing.
Oh my God.
They wrote it for Riff Raff. I think he was on board, but it was like, oh, when are y'all filming it? Like, I'll be on tour then. So they're like, well, let's get the next best thing to Riff Raff.
James Franco.
And Cornrows.
I'm sure you don't mind me spoiling this for you.
Oh, I've seen it in my sleep.
The best part is like when they do finally go to do some fucking real gang shit, he gets fucking killed. immediately. Like, they fucking go to, like, raid a house. As soon as he gets on the dock, he gets fucking shot and killed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Hey, we need you guys to do the serious thing for us. But do it like gangsters do. Like, okay. It's like the white guy dies.
And then all of a sudden,
immediately.
Yeah, it's like, they take a boat to this fucking
house. They fucking pull up to a dock. It's fucking
here's what I didn't like about the movie. It was like the cut back and forth where it's like, we're sweet, innocent girls, and now we're hanging out with James Franco. But James Franco's kind of sweet, and this is where we were at a week ago.
He bailed us out of jail. And, you know.
Like, bitch, you've never been on vacation. I do need to, because aren't they from a small town, these?
Yeah, something like that. Like, they're at, like, a Christian school.
I was
and...
like, all right, I get it. Yeah. But, again, it's one of those stories like, oh, you saw the big city and you got turned? But, ironically, I'm also watching the show on the Max where James Franco plays twins. he plays tweens boys. And my favorite part about it is, like, the first episode, one of the brothers gets beat up. So it's like, this is the brother with the head patch. This is the brother without the head patch. Are you guys learning what's going on? The opening episode's an hour and a half. This one's the one you like. This one's the one you don't like. The one you like has got beaten up. Remember? 24 minutes ago. But it's about like pimps and shit. But it's one of those where I'm like, dude, this is James Franco. I don't know. I don't like Spring Breakers.
Spring Break.
I think it's junk.
Spring Break forever.
It is junk. It is junk.
It's such a bad movie.
Oh, my God.
But like I said, it's cringe funny. Like, his character, like literally just James Franco.
Well, that was one he did for him. He's like, I've always wanted cornrows. And unless I write.
Always wanted to be that guy.
Unless I write and direct this. I don't know if he wrote and directed, but that'd be funny. He's like,
I'm doing the gangsta art piece.
But yeah, no, like, I think to me, that's why it's even funnier is, like, because I lived in that area, and, like, that's how a lot of people are there.
You
like,
saw James Franco.
Yeah, like, that's how
and
they
fucking act. And it was riffraff. You see, celebrities, like, it's nothing here, because you guys all look like shit. No, that was one of my favorite Halloween costumes. I'm not going to lie. Having my hair cornrowed.
Alien. Dude. From another planet, y'all.
No, I was doing Snoop Dogg where I'm like, my sister was cornrowing my hair. So I was like, can you cornrow it out and smoke? Like, I want to have a cigarette while I'm doing this. At least smoke a joint. You know? Like, I want to get some gin and juice, you know. Come on. I'm living a childhood dream I've had since I was... second grade. My white boy dream of getting my hair cornrowed while listening to Gin and Juice. Yeah. Spring Breakers. Tried to watch it a couple times. Couldn't do it.
Terrible. I mean, I don't blame you for not making it through the movie. Like, it's not good.
That's the fucked up thing. Is that still kind of like...
Like I said, did James Franco's character will make you laugh enough?
I still want to try to finish it.
It kind of makes it worth it. Like, just how bad it is. But it's funny.
Yeah. It's like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Or what?
With James Franco.
It's like The Oz, where you're like, all right, this could have been done way differently and better, but...
The Meg from Family Guy ends up being the bad guy, you know, as always.
Well, wasn't it during the fucking roast of Franco when somebody, like, then they go to make fun of him? They're like, I thought you hit that part in your career where you'd take any movie role. And it's like, oh, no, you'll just take any movie role.
It's like, in Hollywood, we have a rule. Well, I think Jonah Hill made this joke. Like, one for me, one for them. Not my boy Franco, though.
It's all for him.
Five for me, one for them. I'll do movies. I think, it's not interesting. Nobody watches it. I'll do a movie for you guys, and everyone fucking watches it. But R.I.P. to James Franco's career?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I hope not. Fuck Seth Rogen, for real, though.
But I didn't like how you just called him out like that.
Well, I didn't like... So, the interview I heard about it was... Seth was on Howard Stern. And was like, yeah, it was hard losing that friendship. And Howard's like, how'd the conversation go if you don't mind talking about it? Seth's like, oh, I didn't talk to him. I just went publicly saying I'll never work with him again. And we're not friends anymore. It's like,
yeah, it's pussy.
Wait, you didn't fucking text him?
Nothing.
That's a man like James Franco. I'm not saying the guy didn't do anything wrong. I don't want that to be misconstrued. Yeah.
But what's not misconstrued is Seth Rogen's a fucking pussy.
He was like, I was on most of these sets where these accusations are happening or are coming from. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do anything at the time. But now I will say, hey, I don't know if that was better.
Nah.
I'll never work with him again. It's like, all right, well, what do you know that we don't know?
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or the guy didn't do anything wrong. He's just on the wrong side of Hollywood at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they gotta all be fucking PC, you know.
Maybe, like Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, he's dating a lot of young women right now. He's 40 and he's dating a girl that's like 22. It's like... Okay, well, when he was 22...
Living the dream?
When he was 22, he was dating a girl that's 40. It's like, we don't talk about what...
Yeah.
I might have the facts wrong, but it's like, pretty sure when he was a young star, he was dating older actresses. Not old.
Right.
You know? It's like, all right, I'm young, and...
He was getting chased by the Cougars.
This 23-year-old... wants to, yeah, she's fucking gorgeous. Like, well, I'm Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. I'm the fucking man.
I'm the fucking man. I work with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I work with Quentin Tarantino.
The Catch Me If You Can. Catch Me If You Can. That's why I'm telling Blue right now.
He said, I work with fucking Donnie Wahlberg's brother.
For reals, though.
Wouldn't that be nice enough? Like, Oscar nominated. Worked with Donnie Wahlberg's brother.
He goes, hey, dog, I'm going to take the black pill. You take the red one.
Met Michael J. Fox. What are these accolades you're getting?
Now we are really going back to the future, baby. Yeah. Before the Parkinson's.
No, I'm pretty sure Michael J. Fox has a new show coming out. If you don't mind looking this up. It's called Still.
It's not called Spin City or Shake City.
No, that's mean. I'm pretty sure what I'm saying is real. He's got a show coming out called Still. And he wasn't on Spin City, was he?
Michael J. Fox was on Spin City.
Was that Spin City? That is kind of fun.
That's why I was like, Spin City or Shake City.
Earthquake.
So I'm saying Still, a Michael J. Fox movie, rated R.
What if they do?
Documentary.
What if they do radar back?
I swear to God, I just heard about this like today or yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this can't be real. But they're like, Michael J. Fox. I'm like, hey, he's a down-to-earth guy.
It's got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, it's a documentary?
Yeah.
But it's called Still.
Yeah. Like a Michael J. Fox story.
Okay, I just don't want people to be like, oh, it's fucking joke. I'm like, dude, I wish I had wrote
description,
that
a short kid from a Canadian Army Air Base, or Army Base, becomes the international pop culture darling of the 1980s, only to find the curse of his life altered by a stunning diagnosis. The actor, who is incurable, Optimus.
So is it a documentary or
it's a biography?
Okay.
It's a documentary.
Dude, what's it on?
Apple TV.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, I'll activate that soon. I don't know. But
can you imagine though, if they did a radar Back to the Future?
I mean, what would you do radar about?
Oh shit, I got so many ideas.
Like Pornhub ideas?
Not Pornhub.
Yeah, he's like, we going NC-17 on this shit.
He goes, my dad was stuck in the tree and I traveled back in time.
He goes back
and
to
and I
nine,
stuck him.
He goes back to 93. OJ puts that fucking shank in him, but he tries to stop him.
He would have to travel forward in time.
I'm driving a fucking white Ford Bronco.
I'm gonna stop
it. I'm gonna stop it.
Dude, Back to the Future was 85, dude.
Or, yeah.
Be like, if I go to the future, like, oh. What? No, he doesn't stop OJ from killing his ex-wife and waiter. He convinces him, he goes, you're gonna get arrested for stealing your T-shirt.
Heisman. Steal back your Heisman.
He goes, you're gonna steal your own memorabilia. Yeah. Don't do that.
So Marty McFly has a conversation with OJ. He's like, if you steal this back, like, you know, you're gonna get in a lot of trouble.
No, I like the premise of Marty McFly just being like, hey, Kenny, don't marry her. Yeah. Hey, you have kids. Just like slight differences. Like, this is just going to be a big problem for you in about like 8 years. So,
I mean, Kanye, like, you're going to have this guy named Pete Davidson, like, digging down your life, like, every night. Like, you're going to invite him. You're going to invite him. Maybe go to the fucking dinner that Pete was invited to. That's when
Kanye was supposedly. It was SNL, dude.
But I mean, there was a dinner.
Pete did well.
Yeah, he did not.
Well, yeah. After, but like, Pete literally wrote a sketch where it's like, I get to kiss Kim.
So maybe
she goes about it in the writer's room. She's like, that's a good idea. Like, yes.
So maybe go to the 9/11 memorial, you know, for your dad, you know, that night, and then you won't run into all these troubles, you know, and then we won't have a Kim. Or, wait, I gotta do a real Michael J. Fox.
I'm so glad we don't need video. I also wish we did video right now. I'm shocked and appalled. John started shaking on the floor.
What's the guy whose grandmother died from Parkinson's? So I can
also balancing quarters on his nose at the same time.
And drinking a PBR, baby.
He's autistic.
PBR.
No, I was like, Parkinson's and autistic, but and throw some PBR in there. Some professional bull riding,
All right, I'm down with it.
Right, should we close it out? Let's you guys good with it?
Let's do it.
Oh, sorry.
Do a real fart.
I can't pull it out.
Force it out. I'm not hitting stop till you force it out.
I got nothing left. I took a dump.
Can you burp or something?
Burp snort.
Yeah. I'm not Kevin James, man.
Give me a burp. No. Come on, give me a burp, dude. Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.